Good morning. This is the meeting of the City of Milwaukee Skywalk Design Committee. I'm Alderman James Bowl. I am chairing this meeting. I will ask our city clerk to go through a roll call of members, please. I just should say our staff assistant for this meeting is Toby Black. We'll go through a roll call of members, please.
Vanessa Coster?
Present.
Jenny Hermapalusoridis? Patricia Najera?
Here.
Allison Nemec?
Here.
Jeff Polensky? Thomas Bernacki? Venu Gupta?
This is Mike Cross sitting in for Venu Gupta.
Mr. Chair?
Present. Do we have the ability to have an alternate for Mr. Gupta?
Yes.
We do.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
We have a designee.
All right. The first item on our agenda today is Monday, July 2nd, 2012. Let the record reflect that the time is approximately 9:05 a.m. We have one item on our agenda here this morning. Thank you, members. I understand that this is a committee that does not meet very frequently here at the city, so this may be the first time in the last 6 years, so I understand. The first item on our agenda today, item number one, is file number 120085. This is an ordinance granting an airspace lease to Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company for pedestrian bridge to span North Van Buren Street between 733 North Van Buren and 720 East Wisconsin Avenue for the premises at 733 North Van Buren Street. And we have, would you like to state your appearance, Mr. Counselor?
Be happy to, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Attorney Brian Randall of Freebird Finnerty in St. John, 330 East Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here on behalf of Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, we have a number of representatives from our project team who are in attendance today. I'm not going to introduce them all, as we may need anyone. We'll have them come up and put their entry, enter their information into the record. I'd be happy to give a brief introduction.
Please, if you would.
The purpose of this skywalk is to connect a newly purchased building, or a building that is under contract to be purchased, and the closing is contingent upon being able to integrate it into the Northwestern Mutual campus as part of the existing skywalk system. Some of you may be aware, in October of 2011, the company announced that the East Office Building, which is a large rectangular one on the east side of its campus, is going to be demolished probably by the end of 2013. The reason for that is there are significant facade issues and ongoing and long-term maintenance issues. That is not the historic building on Wisconsin Avenue, 720 East Wisconsin Avenue. It's the, as I mentioned, the rectangular one. As a result of that, the company does intend to retain its employees on the downtown campus. There are about 1,100 of them in that building. And so the company bought the 733 East Van Buren Street building, which is about 85 years old. It's an existing building. A mix of tenants, office tenants, were in that. And the current property owner is in the midst of vacating that building. And we intend to close by the end of the year. The reason we're here today is in order to obtain the approval for a skywalk system, an extension of our system. And the reason the timing isn't critical for us is, again, to make that end of the year closing and to do the notices for the current property owner to vacate the tenants and to factor in the summer schedule for the city meetings. We're on track with this being our first stop at the Skywalk Design Committee to go through the process this month and hopefully appear at Common Council July 24th before that August recess. So with that, the 733 building will be a permanent part of the Northwestern Mutual campus, and the skywalk that we intend to construct then would be subject to a 99-year lease, as the other ones are that we already have. I think this would be the third skywalk in the system. And the design, and I know you have your packet of materials, the design, as you may have seen, is the same as the existing skywalk system, so it'll present an integrated and cohesive appearance for the campus, and as it meets up with the, and I know not all of your pictures are color, but the 733 building does have a dark granite type reddish facade color, and the skywalk system will match that quite nicely. We'd be happy to explain more about what the 733 building will be used for or other things, but we do have the architects from Epstein Ewan if there are design questions. But as I indicated, the request is for this approval so that we can integrate this as part of the rest of the system. It will have a 22-foot clearance over Van Buren Street. I understand that is above the minimum Wisconsin DOT requirement of 17 feet. So we're above that, and we believe that would have sufficient clearance for city vehicles or other trucks and things that would be going through the downtown area. And certainly if there is an oversized load going up Van Buren Street to the north, they could not make it through that, there would be alternate routes readily available.
Thank you, Mr. Randall. Are there any questions or comments that committee members have at this time?
I had a question. Is the sale of the building contingent on the skywalk? I mean, so will you purchase the building regardless?
There are a number of contingencies, but that is one of them, and it would be we certainly need the skywalk to integrate with the rest of the campus, in part because, and this is where it goes to the uses of the 733 building will include a health clinic, the health center, as well as the building controls center, which is where basically they run the security out of. Both of those facilities have the company's first responders housed within that. So to access the rest of the campus across Van Buren Street, it's important to have the skywalk and be immediately able to go across the street rather than go down to the first floor, navigate traffic. So that's part of the need for having the skywalk, certainly as convenience, but also safety and security reasons as well. But to answer the question, it probably is one of the most important contingencies for the transaction to make sure we can integrate this building with the rest.
Okay, thank you.
Allison, do you have a question?
I don't have a question so much as a comment. I just think it's kind of, Van Buren is in a lot of cases our front door. Yeah. And, coming down off the freeway, a lot of folks come down that way. While I can definitely understand the connectivity that's required, I kind of wish this wasn't a permanent connection and that your long-term goals are to rebuild your current office tower and reconnect, because that is less, this is becoming a gateway, really, as we're coming under that connection. That said, from a historic preservation standpoint, you've connected at the best place possible, which is kind of where all the other pieces connect into your skywalk system.
Mr. Chair, if I can just
please
briefly respond. The long-term use of where the East Office Building is, that's under study right now. There hasn't been a determination made, but certainly this is an investment in downtown to make sure those employees can remain.
Absolutely.
In the short term. So we're sensitive to that, and, mm-hmm. and we're going to be at some point announcing what the future will be. But right now, this is addressing that immediate need.
Other questions or comments at this time? Mr. Randall, was there anyone else that you wanted to bring forward here now at this time?
Only if there are questions. And again, we have the architects who are here. We have from the Kapoor firm who generated the legal description as far as what the airspace is specifically. But again, if there are no questions, we don't need to do more of a presentation.
Any desire, part of committee?
Mr. Chair, Vanessa Koster, Department of City Development. The design is consistent with the existing skywalk system, so we think it's appropriate, and I would make a motion to approve the skywalk design.
Okay. All right, there's a motion by Ms. Koster here to approve and recommend referral to the Common Council's Public Works Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
That motion has been seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? There being no discussion of the motion, Madam Clerk, would you go through a roll call vote, please? The motion then again is to recommend approval and referral to the Common Council's Public Works Committee.
Mr. Krause?
For Mr. Gupta, I approve.
Ms. Koster?
Approve.
Ms. Najera?
Approve.
Approve.
Mr. Chair.
Aye. So the motion will carry unanimously. All right, there being no further business to come before the committee, I guess we can probably sit vacant for another 6 years here now. From what I understand, maybe we'll be meeting sooner. So thank you all.